it. It is. Carla, you ready?
Yes.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the April 30th meeting of the Portland City Council. Would you please call the roll, Carla?
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman?
Here.
Novick?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Hales?
Here. Just some ground rules for those of you who are new to the chambers. I want to welcome you all here today. If you're here to speak on a council calendar item, just when you come up, just give us your name when you speak. If you're a lobbyist representing an organization and are required to register, make sure that you declare that and tell us who you represent. You'll be given 3 minutes to speak on a calendar item unless there's some prior arrangement. Please testify only to the matter at hand if you come up on one of the regular items. And so that everyone feels welcome, we have some rules about decorum here, which is if you agree with somebody, wave your hands. But please don't boo or cheer on the discussion of regular calendar items. We obviously do that when we have something to celebrate, but we like the public debate to be even-handed. Disruptive behavior will not be tolerated, and if you are disruptive, you'll be asked to leave the chamber. If you have any handouts for the council, just give them to Carla and she'll distribute them. So thank you all for coming today, and we're very pleased you're here. We're going to start with a proclamation because this is an important week in the life of our community. We have a number of our Asian and Pacific leaders here this morning to talk about Asian Pacific American Heritage Month. And I'll invite some of them to come up and address us here as I read the proclamation. I think we're going to have Stephen Ying here. Simon Wong, I think, and is here from the Bar Association. Duncan Huang from Apano. Kim Sugawa Fujinaga from the Bar Association as well. And there may be others who want to come up and speak. So I'll read the proclamation, and then please come up and address the council on this important milestone in our community. The proclamation says, whereas Asian and Pacific Americans have lived and worked in Oregon for more than 200 years, contributing to the state's rich history, economy, and culture, and whereas Asian and Pacific Americans have helped advance Oregon's prosperity through their contributions to all fields of education, business, the arts, economic development, science, and technology, and whereas Asian and Pacific American history in Oregon is marked by a struggle for freedom, equality, and justice, prevailing over the adversity of exclusion, persecution, internment, and disparities, and whereas Asian and Pacific Americans are working to achieve full partnership in the social, economic, and political decisions that affect their families, building stronger alliances across all communities in Oregon, and whereas the vibrant history and diverse cultures of Oregon's Asian and Pacific Americans are a central part of our state's story and ought to be shared with all Oregonians. Whereas the month of May is nationally recognized as a time to celebrate the contributions of Asian Pacific Americans to our society and to our collective history, now, therefore, I, Charlie Hales, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim May to be Asian Pacific American Heritage Month in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this month. So congratulations, and let's have a few of our leaders come forward. Thank you for being here. Stephen, they're not going to let you do it by yourself, are they?
No, I look around there, not yet. I guess I see him.
Okay, well, welcome. Here we got another volunteer. Good. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Mayor and City Commissioner. My name is Stephen Ying, Chair of the Oregon Commission on Asian Pacific Islander Affairs, as known as OCAPIA. The mission of the OCAPIA is work for the implementation of the establishment of economic, social, legal, and political equalities for Asian American and Pacific Islander in Oregon, and to maintain a continuous assessment of the issues and needs confronting Asian Pacific Americans. I'm also a president of the Chinese Consolidated Benevolent Association, where our mission is to strengthen ties within Chinese community here in Portland toward a common goal to improve the greater community as a whole. On behalf of both organizations as well as the Asian community as a whole, we humbly accept these proclamations as an acknowledgement that the Asian community has not only been present, but has also contributed to the culture, development, and livelihood of the city of Portland for over 200 years. During this time, the Asian community constantly faced issue of equality and discrimination. It is extremely important that our city leaders' acknowledgement of the contribution of Asian Americans to our city and understand our struggle as an Asian American. Once we collectively understand and embrace our diverse culture backgrounds, we can then step forward and work together to become a stronger, richer, and culturally diverse city. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Like to be nice. Good morning, Mr. Mayor and members of council. Thank you so much for the proclamation and recognition of the contributions that the Asian Pacific Islander community have made to our great city. Duncan Huang with APANO, the Asian Pacific American Network of Oregon, and I'm also the advocacy co-chair at OAPAB, the Asian American Bar Association. So I do want to say thank you so much for your support of us in the past, but I would like to remind the council that our work is not yet done. Asian Americans still face tremendous disparities and challenges, you know, living here in Portland. Just to give some examples, the Jade District, where APANO manages the Jade District NPI for the city of Portland, faces huge challenges. Just this Valentine's Day, one of our community elders was struck crossing the street and killed, and DEQ data shows that Asian Americans in the city of Portland faces the highest exposure to air toxins in the city due to our proximity between 82nd and 205. So we face massive disparities in terms of health and transportation. And you know, I think that together we can work to solve these problems and make our community healthier and, you know, more vibrant. So thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor Hales and council members. On behalf, by the way, my name is Ann Nguyen. I am sitting in place for Kim Tsugawa Fujinaga for the Oregon Asian Pacific American Bar Association, also known as OAPABA. It's my honor to stand amongst community members in recognizing Asian Pacific Heritage Month. OAPABA is proud to represent almost 150 members of our organization who are attorneys, judges, law students, and legal professionals who strive to promote professionalism, development, and advancement of Asian Pacific Islanders in the legal community. We want to thank the city in being partners in celebrating Asian Pacific Islander heritage, our countless contributions and achievements that we've made to the city of Portland and statewide in Oregon. As Duncan Huang said, our work isn't done, and we hope to continue our work in advocacy and work to eliminate disparities in partnership with the city. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Well, just reflecting on this, this proclamation celebrates the past and the present, but there's so much happening right now and so much that you're working on. Just reflecting the last 30 days, I walked across NATO Parkway to go to the Sakura Festival, where our local taiko drummers performed, and then we had a public forum at APANO, and then we had an amazing turnout of Pacific Islanders at our budget forum, many of whom had never spoken in a public forum before. So your role in getting people engaged in the community, getting issues highlighted that matter, whether they're legal issues or political issues, among the different Asian and Pacific communities that we have in the city is really having an effect. We all experience this as your council in the community life that we are immersed in every day. So just in the last 30 days, there have been these multiple encounters where your work shows up in citizens from those communities participating in community life, and it's just great to see.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
Other folks that are here to speak, and other comments from council members before we present the proclamation? Great. Well, let's do a photo, please. And if there are other community leaders in the room that would like to join you, then let's take a photo with the council.
Thank you.